Hamas fighters attacked a pro-Fatah radio station in Gaza today, and gunmen exchanged machine gun fire in deserted streets as factional battles between Palestinians refused to end today. Overnight, gunmen from the rival factions used mortars, rocket-propelled grenades, and heavy-caliber machine guns as they battled in the streets of Gaza. Six people were killed yesterday after a brief ceasefire collapsed. Violence between Fatah and Hamas has claimed nearly 70 lives since erupting in early December. Today, members of the Quartet will meet in Washington to try and revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. In 2003, the Quartet, made up of the United States, the United Nations, the European Union, and Russia, drew up the Roadmap, a blueprint for simultaneous actions by Israel and the Palestinians, leading to two states living side by side by 2005. We spoke to Gershon Baskin, the co-head of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research Information. He said a new plan for peace is needed.
The roadmap is virtually an irrelevant document, regardless of what's happening internally in the Palestinian Authority area, simply because the two parties, Israel and the Palestinians, have been unwilling or unable to meet their commitments under what's called Phase 1 of the roadmap. The roadmap was issued after the time frame of the roadmap had already expired by its own designation, and there is a need for the Quartet, along with the parties, to reevaluate if this is the correct formula to move a peace process forward at this time. Perhaps there could be adjustments made within the roadmap that might make it more feasible. The primary difficulty that the parties have in moving forward with Phase 1 of the roadmap is that they don't know what the end game is, and there have been suggestions floated by my institution and by others that the best way to move forward now would be to convene permanent status negotiations. Those are negotiations on the end game, on the final stage. And even if they don't get into a detailed agreement, if they work out a binding framework for a permanent status agreement, that would provide enough political incentive to allow the parties to go back to Phase 1 and then implement their commitments, which are essential. They have to be done. The Palestinians on security issues and the Israelis on territorial and settlement issues, these are essential, but they're undoable at this point without knowing where the whole process is leading.
Several people believe a peace conference should be held for the entire Middle East. Here, all the outstanding issues of the region could be discussed, since they're often interconnected. His Royal Highness Prince Hassan of Jordan, the uncle of the king, was in Rome yesterday for a meeting with Pope Benedict. He said such a conference is a good idea.
I think it's the only option. If you look at the Balkans, first there was Dayton, and then there were 450,000 soldiers to implement the Stability Charter, to supervise the peace. Today there are hundreds of thousands of soldiers in the region, but in the context of conflict between the parties, all the parties, this only puts oil on the fire. And I think it's only natural that with the leverage of the huge force presence in the region, that it leads to a conference between the parties, another Dayton for the Middle East, where there are no ins and outs. Everybody comes to the same template and respects the same international humanitarian law. The resolution of the immediate issues, of course, Palestine, Lebanon, is a tall order, but in the context of seeking stabilization of a Middle East, which might be scorched by, God forbid, the use of weapons of mass destruction, is unthinkable. And in that context, I think that what is important here in the Holy See is the emphasis on human dignity and the creation of a cohesion fund to focus on poverty, which is exploited by the populace, is one way of pulling the rug from under the feet of those who have usurped governance and good governance, ethical governance in our region.
Prince Hassan was in Rome as a member of the Foundation for Interreligious and Intercultural Research and Dialogue, which was established in 1999. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger was among its founding members. During an audience with the organization, the now Pope said that interreligious research and dialogue are not mere options in the world, but rather vital imperatives. During the audience, the Holy Father received a joint edition of the three holy books of the monotheistic faiths, a Hebrew Bible, a Greek New Testament, and an Arabic Quran. Pope Benedict said that the rereading and, for some, the discovery of the texts that are sacred for so many people in the world oblige us to mutual respect in confident dialogue.